I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Aw, double D, D squared. Bring it up, please. This is my favorite music that we play on the show. This is number one.
The electric guitar twang comes and hits you after those horns, you know?
Is that all I really want to do with my life, honestly, is like drink and smoke and sit in like a bar that music like this is playing with people I like. That's it. And watch sports sometimes. That's it.
Right. And not move.
That's so much to ask for. It's like work all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, after Super Bowl. Spring, summer.
Yeah. So. I'm actually thinking, like, we're 3 months away. When's the NCAA tournament's done? Early April. So we have December, yep. January, February, March. So 4 months.
Yeah, we have four full months starting today until... But that's, like, until everything ends. Well, that's not true. The NBA regular season keeps going for, like, a couple weeks, but nobody cares. But that's, like... I mean, Super Bowl's 8 weeks. Something like that.
Yeah.
7 weeks,
February 13th. February 13th.
Yep. My son's birthday.
A little more than 2 months.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Will. Dad's got
I told my wife that. She goes, what day is the Super Bowl this year? I go, the 13th. She goes, well, I guess we're having a football birthday party. I was like, yes, yes we are.
just kind of is what it is. Yes. We've got a great show coming your way today on You Better You Bet. Matt Moore from the Action Network joins us in about 40 minutes talking NBA, followed by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL insider. Cousin Sal going to make his You Better You Bet debut at the top of hour number 3 at 5 p.m. Eastern. We look forward to that. Power Hour, final hour of the show featuring Ken's overnight college basketball bets for tonight in the NBA and college hoops, and the great Bill Matz, who just continues slaying the National Hockey League, picks tonight on the ice. But right now, we got to get everybody up to speed on the notable line movements in the National Football League as we careen towards week 13 and what's been a very profitable season thus far. In this edition, David Dykstra of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
Dun, 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 dun. We really play great music on the show.
It's got
minor miracle. Give them what
3 minutes there. Yeah, 3 minutes there. Just two more for the greatest hits catalog.
Love it. Okay. Let's begin It Moved, Ken. And it was funny because I did a couple of radio hits this morning, including one on the Daily Tip, part of BetQL Network.
Gee, I wonder what they ask you about. Right.
It's like the first question. It's, hey, what about the Giants? Hey, everyone wants to talk to me about the Giants. I'm like the Giants guy.
Stupid necks.
I hate that I'm like the Giants guy. Like, I actually don't like that.
Right. You're like, annoying. Can I be the Knicks guy? Is that okay?
Everyone's always like, oh, we know you'll look. What do you think about the Giants? Like, well, I think they suck.
Right. I think they're like the 26th best team in the NFL.
Can we talk about something that's actually interesting, please? Okay. But I had to say a couple times that, like, it literally happened right as we were going off the air yesterday. And, like, we kind of came to, like, a consensus in about, like, 3 seconds as to what to do with this game. So give us the updated line movement, Ken, with Daniel Jones. I mean, there are so many jokes to be made about Daniel Jones as the one with the neck, despite the fact that Mike Glennon's neck is the size of a giraffe. Anyway, Giants at the Dolphins. What can you tell us about the line movement now with Danny Dimes presumably out and Mike Glennon looking to start for Big Blue?
Yeah, kind of interesting, right? So this was a number that opened, going back to the start of the week when you and I did P squared, B squared. This was Miami 2.5 at open. Got bet out to 3 pretty quickly. And obviously, you know, anybody who follows the league, the Dolphins are a team that's been playing a lot better the last 4 to 6 weeks than they had earlier in the season. Big Thursday night went over the Ravens a few weeks ago. Went against Carolina last week. Made Cam Newton look really bad. You know, maybe that's the Dolphins. Maybe that's Cam Newton. That's another conversation. So Jones gets announced as you know, that Glennon's going to start, basically. That Jones has a sore neck. He's day to day, whatever. And they're going to shut him down.
Well, week to week. Week to week.
Week to week. Sorry. Well, yeah.
But not going to go on IR. Whatever. But not going to go on IR, which means you're guaranteed out for 3 weeks, which means that it could be just one game. Maybe it's two, but they're hoping to have him back like after like one or two games.
Right. Just like the minutiae of bad teams is always something that's really funny to me. Like, we spent a lot of time on the Jets quarterbacks last week, and it just like cracks me up. Because it matters. Like, these are betting markets. Of course it matters. It's just really funny to have these conversations where it's like, yeah, you know what, how much of all of this matters? Not a thing for actual football, but betting. So, you know, there we go. We saw the line. I think the highest that it got was, I had somebody tell me that there was a 6 on the board, but
I never saw it.
5.5s I saw for a little bit. 5s I definitely have seen. There's a few fives left on the board right now. I would say the consensus number is somewhere between 4 and 4.5.
Well, this is sad, isn't it? That's kind of sad.
That's what I was going to say. It's like it puts us in a really bizarre situation in this game, I think.
I'm going to bet it again.
I had a couple people reach out and be like, hey, like, I also have the Giants. Like, what do I do? Like, I like just eat it. Like, watch the game, hope they cover the 3. And I think that's going to be my advice. Cause like, it's like, oh, well, like, do you want to add more? Like, just to cover, just cause then I win more on 4. Like, that's the only outcome I get by making another bet. I'm gonna have twice as much money on this game as every other game this weekend. Just only so I can capture the 4. Like, really? With Glennon. So I think I'm just like holding my 3 ticket and see what happens. Basically, it's happened to us so rarely this season. Just the flip of the coin injury luck with quarterbacks, where something kind of, you know, comes at you out of nowhere. Most of the time, this stuff is, you know, you watch the game the previous week, listen to, you know, post-game press conferences, you follow social media, you can kind of like figure out when quarterbacks maybe have something going on. You were on Stafford really, really early, to your credit. This one was just kind of like, I didn't see it coming. And so we got blindsided a little bit.
Didn't even see it coming.
Yeah. So my strategy, at least, is to do nothing and to not worry about it, honestly. Like, I'm not... It's to me, it's a good money after bad. You throw good money after bad situation. Like, I have the Giants plus 3. That bet can absolutely still cover. The market's 4, 4.5 right now. It's not like this bet's even that crazy. But, you know, I think that's kind of where I'm at right now. I don't want to bet more money on the game. And you brought it up, like, a pretty small adjustment to go from Jones to Glennon. And like,
I thought the initial adjustment was crazy, up to 5. Really? For Daniel Jones? Like, who do we think Daniel Jones is?
Right. Young? Like, I mean, come on. But it's an interesting note, just that, you know, you got like, Jones has had a little bit of a better season, but the adjustment from him is to Glennon's view as this small against a team that's really hot right now too, which is kind of interesting. So I'll be curious where the number goes up, if anything. I have to feel like that's true. You know, this actually mirrors almost the exact closing.
Everyone's going to bet Miami, Ken, as we
has
like.
To be, right?
I mean, what casual bettor is like, man, I can't wait to bet on giraffe neck this weekend.
Game day money just pouring in on Glennon.
On Glennon. But not only that, but like, we're starting to get like the, and I love Tua. Love me some Tua Tagovailoa. I might be the president of Tuanon, which is like something that like I got sent in a group chat.
Tuanon!
Yeah, I'm the head of Tuanon.
Yeah.
It's me.
No more needs to be said.
I love Tua Tagovailoa. But like the puff pieces are starting to come out. That Tua over the last month has actually been, wait for it, the best quarterback in football.
Mm.
Great. Giants money line.
Late run for your MVP bet, maybe? Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, that died in the first series in week two in Buffalo. Surf's up, guys. See you in 6 weeks.
Right. Surf's up, everybody. The Tua hype has been really interesting this week. Seen it in a bunch of places, major media outlets. Orlovsky on ESPN had this like monster breakdown on it too, and he was just like gushing.
Cool. He's
like
good.
All of that can be true. But I don't want Miami at these numbers in this game. I mean, this was Miami Houston a few weeks ago, which was what, like, that was Tua became Brissett, and God, I don't even remember. I think Mills started for Houston.
Tyrod started. That was Tyrod's first game back.
That was his first game back. So we had the dual quarterback news, right? That it was Tua.
And then
Taylor.
They went on their bye.
Correct. Thanks. Sorry about that. So yeah, I mean, that's Houston every week. It's just like, what? Like, what was it again? So, you know, that's, yeah, so that was November, that was almost a month ago. That was November 7th, and Miami closed 5.5 in that game and won 17-9. So, like, maybe Tua's this monster leap forward. Maybe that's possible. I'd be more inclined to believe more inclined to believe it's, like, overblown. So it's probably going to be no bet for me in this game. Just worth noting, and then, yeah, I'm curious if you do want to actually bet more on the Giants, but the total, which you would imagine, has dropped in the game as well. So from 43.5 to 41 or 40.5, depending on where you look. So pretty significant drop in the total as well as movement on the side.
I feel like that might be a contrarian over. We'll see. Well, I'm not ready to say that just yet. You bet. Brilliant BetQL Network. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Line movement week 13 in the NFL. Okay, so last thing on this game, and then we'll move on to a Monday night in the total with the Patriots and the Bills. What did you make Miami and the Giants? You had Miami, what, like -1?
Yeah, like 0.5, basically, Miami against Jones.
So I made Miami -2. My number was Miami -2. So when the number hits 3, you like the Giants. I also like the Giants at 3. Now, I would say that I actually, like, I think that the difference between Jones and Glennon is, like, maximum a point. So let's just say, for argument's sake, that, like, the adjustment is right now, right? From Jones to Glennon. Even though it might not even be a point. It might just be, like, a half point. Let's say it's a point. Then, like, isn't...
Yeah. 3 to 4, 3 to 4.5. Sure, yeah.
Isn't, like, 4, 4.5 still valuable then? Like, if we thought the original line was wrong, then isn't this line also inherently wrong? Now, I understand that, like we're not capturing 3 anymore like we were with the other bet, with the first bet. I understand that. Like, isn't this bet still inherently valuable if we thought the first number was wrong and we think the adjustment is right?
Well, who is this advice intended for? Because that's my question. The person who already bet with us or the person who has no bet?
Both.
Well, if the person who's already bet with us, I would never tell them to put another nickel on this game if they already have bet on the Giants.
I'm going to bet.
So you, now that the lines move, you would rather have this be way larger than your position on every other game. That's how confident you are.
I don't know. We'll see.
Right. Exactly. That's my point. That was my point in the open. So that now if you have no position on the game and you're like, didn't catch the podcast, sucks about Daniel Jones. like, what do I do now? Yeah. It's kind of an interesting conversation. I mean, would never bet Miami. Do I think the difference, but like, that's your idea of what the difference between the two quarterbacks is.
What do you think it is?
I honestly don't know. And when I don't know, I usually don't want to bet.
Point probably, right? A point and a half. I mean, at the maximum, a point and a half.
In this game, is it 3 to 4 or 4.5? That's probably correct if it was 3 before. But again, like, you bring up a good point, which is like, if I showed an edge versus that one, then isn't everything's like working the same way? Isn't it a similar edge versus this one? Yeah, maybe a little more uncertainty, but I wouldn't be and so if you have no position on the game, I would not bet anything right now. I would definitely not bet anything right now. And I would wait until later in the week, and we can give advice to the people who have no position on, you know, Sunday, when we have whatever the maximum amount of line movement possible with this ridiculous dynamic is.
I really actually don't feel like Glennon's like a bad like backup quarterback. Like he's
no,
not
and I'm not. I'm not trying to argue against that point either. Like this is not me being.
And I know
against
you're not.
That. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I know. I know that, and I think the people know that also. Just like. I actually think he could step in like a 1 or 2 game sample size, like play decently. Like he did last year for the Jaguars. He's their best quarterback last year. Anyway, we can move on here.
Right.
And if we don't wrap up our thoughts on this game now, we can do it to start next segment.
Contrarian over, really not a bad idea, by the way, in that game. Like the more you kind of think about it. I want to double check the weather. We have like 4 possible weather games. I don't think Miami's one of them, but it's December, so everything's possible. We're going to talk about weather in a second. But, you know, it's easy to be like, well, like, you know, Dolphins defense playing really well. Giants defense, like, great performance last week against, well, it's like Jalen Hurts was injured and threw three interceptions. like the score of that game actually probably should have been a little bit more.
And Jalen Reagor also dropped the pass, like, they would have won the game on the goal
and line. And like, oh, by the way, Miami also played against, like, probably the worst current starting quarterback in the league. So,
no, right, maybe. And everyone told me Cam Newton was back.
Yeah, I know. Well, everybody but me, right? That's why, like, everybody but me or everybody but anybody affiliated with this show. Yeah, we've only been against Cam every moment of every day so far. So, like, just a ridiculous set of circumstances. So it's interesting, like, you could have a little recency bias where Dolphins defense shutting down Cam, Giants defense playing really well against Jalen Hurts, but a lot of that is explainable by other factors than the defenses are really good. You get a perfect weather game with a 40 total. Like, that's not bad for even for a season where unders have been hitting really a lot.
And Scott Lynn chimes in our chat, our executive producer, 77 and clear coming up. God, I miss South.
Oh, man. I don't want to hear that.
Let's start a little bit here, Ken. You mentioned some potential inclement weather games this weekend as we enter the month of December. And looks like we're going to get one on Monday Night Football next week as the Bills host the New England Patriots.
Yeah, and we've seen the total drop in this game. 43.5 is the current number in the market. There's a couple 43s as well. Not quite as much total movement as I would have expected, but we're also in a pretty low number already. And you might be saying, like, wow, like, you know, Patriots, like, Mac Jones and the offense has been really good recently. It's Josh Allen and the Bills. And I even said this yesterday. I think I even said, like, I kind of like the over, but it's Buffalo and it's the 1st of December. Let's wait and see. As we get closer to game day, it seems more and more likely that there's going to be snow and very cold temperatures and wind all involved in this game. And we'll kind of see. Basically, like, it's Wednesday, so trying to say there will or will not be a snowstorm on Sunday, as you can imagine, or Monday night rather, is particularly difficult. We're really far out, but I kind of have this just pegged as, like, a potential disastrous weather game. So if you were thinking about playing the total or handicapping the game, just keep in mind that might be a big part of your handicap as we get closer to the game.
I just want to say this, and, like, we'll do more on this game on the other side. I've gotten a lot of, like, tweets and, like, Instagram DMs from people, like, like a Spotify, like the rap thing on Spotify. Like, we're like, people listen to the show a lot. It's really
for a lot of minutes, many
yeah,
minutes.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. On the other side, we wrap up all the line movement you need to know about week 13 in the NFL, and we'll do more on the Bills and the Patriots.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Coming up next hour here on the show, Matt Moore, Action Network, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider are going to join us. And then it's a holiday music roundtable with the crew. Cousin Sal coming up in hour number 3, Power Hour, final hour of the show, all our bets for tonight. But David, let's see if we can roll up the It Moved music bet again here as we're going to get back into it here. And I want to wrap up our thoughts here, Ken, on the Bills and the Patriots. I know you talked about the total, potential inclement weather in Western New York coming up on Monday night for a massive game, obviously, not just for like for betting purposes, an island game, but for real life purposes as well, with the Patriots currently in first place in the AFC East, which is obviously nuts and I think not really expected. So, curious if you have placed a bet on the side of this game yet, because I think both of us are on the same side here. We both kind of like the Bills at anything under three. Buffalo currently a 2.5-point home favorite. Have you bet this game yet? Like, what's your plan right now?
I have not bet the game yet. And it's kind of between 2.5 and 3. When we talked about the game yesterday in P squared, B squared, it's like, I kind of just like the Bills. I mean, this was actually before I really knew what the extent of the weather forecast was too. Like, I assumed the game was going to be played like normal. Just kind of like the Bills a little bit. Looking for opportunities, situations where to play against the Patriots, where, you know, you actually kind of have a fighting chance. It's not Tennessee down a million players. It's not Atlanta down a million players on a Thursday night game on a short week, which is New England's last two games. So kind of intuitively, I feel like Buffalo is really valuable in this game. My number just says it's between 2.5 and 3, same as the market. I think it's one of the reasons why the market hasn't moved is a lot of people probably have similar projections. A couple interesting dynamics in this game from a betting standpoint would be the introduction of the weather. If it really is completely miserable, what impact does that have? Does that favor one side over another? Obviously, like you think about,
it has to favor the Patriots. Right?
I was going to say, when you think about the Patriots, and this was actually an identical handicap to one of the meetings last year where Cam Newton was the quarterback. There was terrible weather. The total was dropping. The Patriots were, ooh, man, I want to say like a 4.5-point underdog, something like
that.
It was
like 3.5, 4, or 4.5. And we won at the very end of the game when Cam fumbled.
Correct.
We ended up winning our bet.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They were down by 3. They would have kicked. It would have gone to overtime, and we could have lost. Cam fumbled, and we ended up covering the spread because.
Right. And the only reason I feel like we were on the Patriots in that game, I mean, okay, cool, like the market and the number, and we talked about it, but also it's like, man, bad weather. You know who hates throwing? The Patriots. Like, you know who hates passing? Great. Like, what a perfect setup for them to run it a million times, like getting 3 yards a carry and have a limited number of possessions and win or lose a small, a small score game, a game where the, you know, where Buffalo can't blow them out, basically. So does a similar dynamic happen in this game? Maybe. I think that's worth considering as the total drops. Is it more likely that you're going to want to tease the Patriots through 3 and 7?
Yeah.
Because it's very likely the game becomes close because there aren't going to be many scoring possessions. I think that's another way to think about the game. So there's really a bunch of possibilities for angles of attack here. I think you could also make an argument, and you have done this before, and I'm curious, I don't want to put you on the spot, but maybe later in the week, it's worth some analysis. If it's going to be like blizzard, or, you know, it might be 3 to 6 inches of snow is kind of what we're hearing right now. But like, I don't even want to say that because we don't know if it really is bad. You have made the point often that snow is overrated. So it's like a snover, I believe is what you called it last year when you wanted to play it in a game.
Well,
the total...
I just want to be clear that snover is not a term that I coined. I think I stole it from someone. I actually think I saw, and I don't even know if he coined it, but I want to give attribution. I saw Stucky from the Action Network has tweeted.
Got
that
it.
Before,
whether
it's my term or not, it's really like, to your point, Ken, it's snow is overrated. People see snow on the ground. They're like, oh my God, like no one's going to be able to score. It's like wind is really like what's going to mess up.
Right. Or the combination.
Wind is going to mess up a passing game.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like if it's just snow and there's not a lot of wind, like Josh Allen slinging it through the snow, man, there's not going to be a lot of wind.
Right. And here's how we can tie that thought together with some of the bets that we've made so far this year on sides. One of the strategies that we've employed in the NFL this year has been to identify really like prevalent, obvious news stories. So you need obviously news and information. You need that news and information to have an impact on the betting market. It has to cause movement in one way or another. And you have to be able to kind of realize that that's happening. And then you play against that. So like quarterback switches would probably be the right way to put it. Injuries or starters coming back, playing against the kind of bull run on that team that has a starting quarterback back, or, you know, playing on them when they're missing a guy, something like that. That's been really valuable. The idea of being last on information. Okay, well, let's tie in the weather dynamic to this as well. Like if it's snow and the total goes to 41 or 40 or something, I think this is another opportunity potentially.
And it's like 4 mile per hour wind. I mean,
right.
Like that's a lock over.
Or like, again,
at
a lot of times what happens is it snows like all morning until the game and then it's fine. Like that actually happens all the time too. And all the pregame shows, it's like heavy snow and nobody knows what's going on. Like it's really, you need a really specific weather pattern to actually have like the crazy snow weather game. It probably only happens I mean, less than five times a year, probably.
When was the last time it happened? I think the last time we really had it was like that Eagles-Lions game, right? That was like 5 or 6 years ago, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, well, I mean, the really, really bad game.
Or Eagles-Vikings or whatever it was. 2013,
and,
Bill says.
And so I think it'll be interesting just if the bottom does fall out of the total as a what I would deem an overreaction to weather. You probably don't want to go with that. I think you want to wait until the last second and think about playing an over. It's just what kind of movement do we see? Like, we don't just need the information. We need the information that has an impact on the market, that causes a massive drop, that causes an overreaction. That's what creates the opportunity. The information itself does not create the opportunity. You need the information and you need it to cause something to happen in the market, which would allow you to create a bet. This would be an opportunity, I think, to do that. And it just depends on how low this goes.
This was, if people remember, the Kansas City-Denver game last year in Denver. It was the same exact thing where, like, there was no wind and there was snow on the ground.
And man,
like,
what was that total before weather, too? Was that I would have to go back to my
I want to say it was, like, low 50s.
I was going to say 50.
And closed, like, like 44 or something, or, like, 45.
I honestly think it might have gone even – I think we bet over on Friday's show at a number or something, and then it actually somehow got lower than that. It was like very weird. We thought it was done, and then somehow it just kept going again. It was like really weird.
And like there was like no wind. Touchdown drop. Just like snow on the ground, and like it went over by like 10 points. So
right, and you could see grass on half the field. Like, I mean, it was just really a bizarre situation.
It's just a very interesting sociological thing, like for humans, right? Where like it's like you turn on the TV and there's snow on the ground, and you're like, okay, this is going to be a rough and tumble defensive game. It's like, or it's not.
Well, just,
and
but that's fine. But that's identical. But the reason I want to tie these two points together is that's identical to the like human nature bias or whatever overreaction to hearing a player is out. Oh, a player is out. Well, then this team is going to kill them. Like that's going to happen. I mean, that's exact same mental dynamic, the exact same like overreaction type of, philosophy, I guess, or whatever that happens in that human behavior. It's the same exact thing. So, I mean, just information that causes a market to react in a weird way. And it's, if it does that, it's usually an overreaction. That's like a good rule of thumb.
The lesson to take away from all of this, people are really dumb.
Yes.
You better, you bet, BetQL Network, and including, I won't speak for 10, but
collectively, all of us humans, we are morons. Yes. We are incredible.
I mean, just like there are aliens are probably watching us and being like, we don't even need to invade. Just they'll kill each other.
They'll figure it out. Don't worry.
They'll figure it out. They'll figure out the losers.
They're gonna take care of each other. We don't have to get involved.
All right, brilliant BetQL Network, wonderful Wednesday, Nick and Ken. Line movement week 13 in the National Football League. Ken, what can you tell us about the Cardinals and the Bears coming up on Sunday in Soldier Field?
Well, we have a combination of all kinds of overreaction potential in this game, probably. So reporting earlier today that Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins return to practice and hope to play in the game coming up this weekend against Chicago. So that would be note number one, current market for the game between 7.5 and 8 on the board for Arizona in a bunch of places. That was at last refresh, which was about a minute ago, 2 minutes ago. The total in the game, you'll also notice, and it's we haven't had a weather week really the entire season, and I really think we might have one this week where like 3 or 4 games that are even remote, like small impact that the conditions end up having on the game. Chicago is known for having some pretty brutal situations late in the year in some weather games. It's a field and a field condition and a stadium that generally produces unders at a higher rate than some other things, or scoring that is lower than a lot of other places. Obviously you have wind that can come into play as well. Forecast for this game, sort of like the Cincinnati game, where could be fine, but could be really nasty and like could be worth monitoring as something that could really, really heavily impact the total in the game. We have already seen the total come down a point or even a point and a half in a couple places since opened 46.5. And it's worth keeping in mind, you might be like, well, that might be Kyler as well. You're totally right. Like where there's uncertainty about whether he's going to play. But I think all of those things together is what makes the market so interesting, right? It's like trying to separate what's the quarterback news and what's the weather and how do those two things kind of work in tandem with each other. You have both dynamics going in play in this game, which I think is really interesting. So Arizona still over a touchdown, 8 in a bunch of places now. You and I talked earlier in the week about like where does it land when he does play, maybe a little higher than people thought. And then the total down about a point and a half, could be people trying to get ahead of a weather move, could not be, a lot of other things going on. But I think one of the more fascinating markets, I think, to follow throughout the week will be Arizona, Chicago.
I was actually like thinking maybe I'd bet Arizona because like my number for the game was 8 and then it opened 7. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll bet Arizona. And now I'm thinking like maybe it's going to go to 10 and then maybe I have to bet Chicago. And that's kind of sad.
Man, you're gonna put that team in a crap weather game. I wonder how they respond to that. Kyler first game back too. That's a really interesting game.
It is. What can you tell us here quickly about the Steelers and the Ravens coming up in Pittsburgh?
Nobody wants Pittsburgh. Nobody yet, or at least the line move would not indicate that there's a lot of interest in Pittsburgh. But again, like it's not really about interest. The line moves are dictated by generally news or injury information. TJ Watt gets put on the COVID list. Pittsburgh loses by a million. Baltimore is going to draw some interest when the line opens 3.5, even if that's, maybe what the number should be or whatever. Consensus number right now is 4.5 basically everywhere. So I would say, this isn't a line that's moved a ton in the last, 12 hours or something, but this was an early mover and it's actually stuck in that area. And that won't always happen. Sometimes you'll see a team take money like this and then market will kind of come back down to earth. No other additional information makes it look that bad. This hasn't happened in this situation. Baltimore is basically 4.5 almost everywhere.
And I feel like it's probably going to keep going up as opposed to coming back down.
Yeah, and I think it just sets up a Pittsburgh or pass situation. I don't hate passing the game, to be honest, but I don't think it can be Baltimore. I don't think that can be the bet.
And we don't have full information to give people yet on the Saints and Cowboys for Thursday Night Football, because I don't think we have a Saints injury report yet from today, Wednesday.
Too. Yeah.
So we know for the Cowboys, Cedric Wilson out for Dallas, but Amari Cooper expected to play in the game. So he's going to clear the COVID list and he's going to fly to New Orleans and he's going to play for Dallas. Looks like CeeDee Lamb's going to go. Zeke's going to go. And for New Orleans, Ryan Ramczyk and Terron Armstead both did not practice on Tuesday. The right and left tackle, respectively. Ramczyk the right, Armstead the left for the Saints. Taysom Hill is going to start at quarterback. If Armstead and Ramczyk come back, I really feel like Saints plus 4.5 is a total banger on Thursday Night Football. And if they don't,
a total banger. And when you say total banger, you don't mean a total banger. You mean you want to bet the side. That's just to be fair.
I have Saints plus 5. And now I'm concerned about the tackles here. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. 4.5 basically everywhere. A couple fives on the board. So still kind of hanging out around your number.
We'll keep you updated, obviously, as we move along here once we get a Saints injury report. I actually think the game should be like Cowboys 3, so I probably still like the Saints either way. Hour 1 done, hour 2 for you coming up on the other side. Brian Baldinger is going to join us, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, but we start the hour talking NBA with Matt Moore from the Action Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.